Daizli Torah Manchester Tesvov TV's Tovshin Piana from Moshe Levenstein.
Good morning, everyone. Everyone who is here, everyone is listening and watching online, including my grandfather, Mr. Kaufman. First of all, the Shia should be Lizchus, a cousin of mine, Avram Nissim Ben Tova, who's quite ill in Corona, Shavu Refuah Shleima, Psoch Sha'ar Chori Yisroel. I always like starting off when I speak in Torahway that people who have listened to Shiurim for around 20 years must be Tamid Chachomim Uflogim, who've been through Dalat Chalki Shulchan Aruch day in, day out, hearing everything. So therefore, probably there's plenty of Gute Zachem, which you've all heard already. But nevertheless, Ein Beis HaMedrash B'lo Chiddush, and hopefully with something new which can all add rab if there's something which you want to bring up and argue and talk about, forget. We're holding now in the days of, I would call it, in the Tomei Dika Chol HaMoed. That means they had their Lehavdil, their Yom Tov, on the 25th, and they're going to have their Achroin on the New Year. And now is their Tomei Dika Chol HaMoed, let's call it. So it's just it's interesting. Where a few years ago I had a baby, and around this time, the 24th of December, I decided I'm going to pluck up my courage, and I'm going to ask one of the goyim, do they really know what their chog is all about? So I asked one of the nurses, innocently, like, do you mind just explain me what's tonight? What's the excitement about? She says, not really quite sure. It's something to do with, whatever. Yeah, Yoshki. So, it gave me an insight that we have our Purim, our Pesach, our Sukkot. We connect with our Simcha. We know what's going on. We have there's something in it. They have Lev Shalidikai. Dick is drunk and everything else. Someone told me before he was in the hospital, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and one of the nurses in the hospital wished him a happy new year. Then the hospital staff asked, "Are you getting drunk tonight?" So, Shabrana lechvoide v'dilon latoyim our Simcha so Molly Toichan. Dilom la toim, where it's just an excuse for drunkenness. So we all know now is a time where people give presents. Even Eden, we give presents to our shcheinim, our workmates, our people like this. So I'm just going to go that the topic of today's share will be a little bit giving presents. I'll just start off a little bit about the giving presents at this time of the year, got to do with Avodah Zarah, and then I'll go off to the Stam giving presents. That'll be the topic. So, is it mutter to give a present on the 25th or on the New Year? And if it is, what's better? And what's the best choice to give a present? So, starting back in the days of the Gemara, it was a Mefurash Gemara and a Mefurash Shulchan Aruch, as really, the B'yom Edom is a terrible, terrible day. One shouldn't do business with them. 3 days before, one shouldn't lend money to them, one shouldn't join in anything. Also, litim losses b'yom chagom doiron, you shouldn't send a present, unless you know that he's not a moide b'avodah zarah. That was in the days of the Gemara and the Mishnayos, when most people were moide b'avodah zarah, so to give a present that day was absolutely awesome. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Sima Kufnon Aleph Sif Tes, B'shem Toisus, the first Amud in Masechet Avodah Zarah, B'zmaneinu, nowadays, we're not b'kiyim in Tiv Avodah Zarah, we don't understand, we don't do it properly. Everything's mutter. Besides to go in their church, everything else is mutter. Says the Ramah, Mikol Makom, Mabal Nefesh. Mabal Nefesh, someone wants to be medaktik in mitzvahs. Yachme, don't give on that day. If you can avoid it without having any conflict, any eva, any sinner, don't give on that day. So now, let's say there will be sinner. Which day should you choose? Let's say there will, if you don't give on the day, there'll be some, there'll be some hard feelings. So when should he give? Should he give better on the day, or should he give maybe on the New Year? I used to think, don't give on the Avodah Zarah day on the Chagah. If you give on the New Year, is something which you all celebrate, sort of thing. So the Ramal says an interesting thing. You can ask the Goyim about it, but this is what the Ramal says, that like Lehavdil Elif Avdolos, we have an our New Year, Simone Milsa, we have a new fruit, all different kinds of simonim should be a good simon. They also have a simon. If they get a present on the day, and for them it's going to be a good simon for the rest of the year. That's what the Ramah says from the Trumas Hadeshen. So therefore he says, V'chein l'shalach doiren, to send a present, ches yomim l'acha nittl, 8 days after nittl. If you work out, 8 days is always the new year, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, and the 1. 8 days, the Gemara already talks about 8 days after nittl, this is a major day, shekore na'e yon, shesimon emil selohem. So it's also, we don't officially agree with the new year, it's something obviously we do it because of the golos. So if you can avoid it, give yitin koidim, give before. Erev New Year, or give achrov, give afterwards. Oh, but it's not as if I always thought the New Year is something which we all celebrate, you know. If you can't give on the 25th, give them the New Year. So I've learned a chiddush when I'm preparing the Shia, that the New Year is also not like a tchila. If you can avoid it, give between, give call it on the cholamoyed, between the 25th and the 1st, but not mamish on the 1st, because it's something which is a good simon for their goyish year, which l'katchila, if there's no eva, if you can avoid it, it's a good tzach. Somebody told me that he's heard that people, obviously not our crowd, maybe more of a wider, broader people, they give these chogah trees as a present. You know, why not? Instead of giving a bar of chocolate, I'll give a tree. What a tree? So, but you have to be very careful, because these trees, I'm sure could be people know, these trees are something which is a reflex, and beyond mayhem, they serve the trees, Asherah. That's why they have these trees, and the whole, don't know much about it, but there's something at the top, which they have a whole, something at the way, the point at the top, but there's a whole thing. The Christians used to, wanted all kinds of Avod Avodah to join them in, so they asked, even people who join and serve trees, on the 25th, bring your tree, and we'll serve Avodah Zarah. So this tree is mamish, it's avi avi satoma, it's something which is really not something just to give as a present to your neighbor if you really want to get on with him. So, going off to the next point, to bechlal give a present, is it mutter to give a present? So, shteitin pasuk, pashas v'aschanan, when a son of Hashem lekecha lefonecho, Hashem will give the goyim tumah zayin amameim. Hashem will give them before you. Hachrim tachrim, you should destroy them. Leisichro islam bris, don't give any bris with them. Veloisecholim. What does it mean veloisecholim? So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah is three pshatim. One word has three pshatim and it's three different lavim. Rashi there brings two. Rashi ala Torah. One pshat is leischolim comes from the word matnas chinom. Don't give something free to a goy. We'll go step by step. The second pshat is from the word chen. Veloisechonim has the word chen in. Don't give favor or find favor in the goy's eye. Don't say how beautiful this goy is or how beautiful his work is. That's the second lav. And the third lav is loisechonim. Don't give chaniyah. From the word chaniyah, don't buy property. Resting a property in Eretz Yisrael. It's talking about the Ikemit, it's talking about Eretz Yisrael. For this Nakuda, you're not allowed to sell a goy properties in Eretz Yisrael. Just the third lav is talking about Eretz Yisrael, the rest is talking about everywhere. So it's either loy sechanom for Loshon Chinom, or loy sechinem for Loshon Chain, or loy sechanim from the words for Chanoya. So, to which goy is it also to give, to do all these things? So, interestingly enough, though the pasuk is talking about the people living there in Israel who are mamish over the Avodah Zarah, the chinuch and the Torah hold, the whole aver is only for people who actually serve Avodah Zarah. However, the shach and the other poskim say it's poshut, all the poskim say it applies to everyone, even Yishmaelim, who serve the Eibishter in their way, it applies to them as well. Anyone who's not a yid, officially, there's an issa to give presents. What's the reason of the issa? I'm sure you'll all understand, quite simply. The chinuch says, "Shenarchig mechashavteinu, we should have distance from our machshavas." Ma'asim b'nei Adam, he kviyas machshava b'ma'asim, starts off all with thoughts, and then it goes in the dibul, b'achgech ha'ma'asim. So when we don't even think of them, it distances ourselves from the goyim, from their ways, and that way we can keep far away from them. That's of course the tachlis of the mitzvah, not to come too close to them. We come close to them when we need them, when in business or other things, but stamped to give presents for no reason, it's a terrible thing to join into them, to think that we're on the same boat, that's a very bad thing. So what is the heter to give a present? So, Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Daf Chof says, as a person is allowed to send a yerech, which is a thigh of an animal, to a goy with a gidanosha in it. For Tosfos, how can you? So the gidanosha, they know where it is, so don't worry about the gidanosha. But Tosfos, what do you mean? Loisachonim. And for Tosfos, do you know what the Gemara is talking about? B'makiroi. B'makiroi means when you recognize him. Why? Why when you recognize this person is it okay? Says Tosfos, it's k'moichroi loy. It's like he's selling something to him. No, to do a sale to a goy, you're allowed to. What's pshat? Because when you recognize him, then this time you'll do him a favor, and the next time he'll do you a favor. So it's like a mechira. You're giving him something, he's giving you something in return. So therefore, people who you do work with, or neighbors, or doctors in a hospital, or your cleaner, or even to give a tip to a taxi driver. To give a tip to a taxi driver, let's say the Air Moshe in America from Brooklyn, he has got a whole chew about this. In Brooklyn, it's the minig, it's a normal thing, even though you've got a meter in your taxi, but you give a little bit more. So he says, if you don't give a tip, there'll be a faket. Yidin will lose out. I'm not going to work with the Jewish people. They're such cargas. If you don't give a tip, you'll lose out. And even here, let's say in Manchester, you're to the Magnum and Blue Line drivers, you give a little tip to them, those next time they're going to a Jewish house for a job, they could have been, let's say, they have to wait 2 minutes from their time until the person comes out. They'll be all angry. You're wasting my time. So they know, you know what? It's a Jewish person. He might give me a tip like the person before. So like this, we're gaining. It's not just a matano, someone you don't know. Someone you do know, and it'll help yourself. So that's not chinom. L'Sechonim is matnas chinom, and it'll be free. Free means you're not gaining. If you're gaining, you're going to get on with them, it's okay. However, let's give an example. If you're in the countryside, where you're taking they don't know Yidden, there are some places you go to, Scotland, wherever, even out of England, out of UK, other places, where they don't know much of Yidden. Stand to give them a tip. You're not going to gain anything from there to LS. One shouldn't. It's Yehuda the Biskarov. It's written down the Biskarov when he was in those days in Schweiz. It wasn't so. He used to stay in places where there wasn't a Yiddish area. He was very makbid to take every penny of change. Stamp to give them extra change where there's no Kiddush Hashem, where there's no Te'elis involved, is wrong. Somebody asked me last night, you know, I was preparing, and she asked me, what about Kiddush Hashem? Let's say he doesn't know you, don't know him. What's a Kiddush Hashem? And that answer is, of course, is wrong. Kiddush Hashem, you could maybe go along and say, you know what, let's marry the goyim. It'll be a Kiddush Hashem. I think we're such nice people. Oh, of course not. Kiddush Hashem is where the Torah says, is to do a Kiddush Hashem. But if the Torah says, lo yisachonim, as soon as you say Kiddush Hashem, the whole Aveira is in the drain. Lo yisachonim means, don't come close to them. Don't worry about Kiddush Hashem. There are some Aterim. If you know him, if you're gonna get something back from it, oh, but of course, Kiddush Hashem can't just be the answer for everything.
In Scotland, right? You're never going to see him again. You haven't got the Issa of that because you're not going to get close to him. You're not going to get close to him. You're going back to England.
That's right.
But you may call a Kiddush Hashem. The next day, next week, you may see a Jew. Oh, that Jew. Yeah, that's me. That guy gave me. You never know.
You never know.
We could Kiddush Hashem. Then you see a Jew on the street. Oh, yeah, that Jew. Yeah, that's just nice people. Yeah, you haven't got the Issa of being close to him because you go back. You don't even know him.
Yeah, so like I say, the Rishonim say if someone who makiroi, someone you do recognize, or they recognize you, then it's a hetab. If you don't yet know if he's going to recognize you, you don't know if there's going to be a ripple effect. So l'choriah there's no hetab because of a Kiddush Hashem doesn't.
You give a present to the ones you can have a relationship with because you're working with them.
off.
No, you give, but you're allowed to give them a present.
Yeah, because they know you,
exactly.
And you're going
to. So the ones that don't know, I'm never going to have a relationship with them. So why can't I give it? Where's the issue? You're saying the issue is because I'm going to get to know the guy. Because you're going to get close to them. I don't know them.
Right. So
if I'm not going to get close to them, I can give them a present.
Oh no, no, forget. No, if you don't know them, that is going to it's going to make you get close to them. Yeah.
It's going to tax wrap. You're not going to go home again.
Right, but it starts off with a taxi driver. No, Chazal say that you have to. Chazal make a geder. So Mr. Shadmi will say no, just a taxi driver. The next person will say, you know what, my taxi driver, I'll go start giving along to all the people in my area. I don't know who they are. I'll just give them a present. The next time I'll go even closer.
Chazal,
so the Torah guides us by saying, Lo Sechonim, don't give them presents if you don't know them. What? Oh, what? If he asked you for charity, we're going to come along to that soon. So that's the first heta of Makiroi. So what about giving a Hashavas Aveda, giving back something from a goy? So Chazal say one shouldn't generally give back Hashavas Aveda to a goy because there's a Chol Aveda Sochicha. However, here Chazal say that if there's going to be a Kiddush Hashem. Here, this is where Shavas Aveda, where they do say, where if it's going to be a Kiddush Hashem, then is it? Yeah. Of what? Of Dinim HaChosid. What? It says. Right, so of course the Dinim HaChosidina is only when it doesn't affect with the Torah. If the Torah says L'chol Aved Zechicha, I'm not a Goyish person, then the Torah comes first. However, if Dinim HaChosidina will fit in with the Torah and you know it will be a Kiddush Hashem by giving back his lost item, so there's not going to be any chain over here because it belongs to him, so then you can. So that's what I was going to say. What about Lo Yisachonim? You're going to give him Matnas Chinam? The Torah says over here is different because it was already his. Manas Chinam, with Torah, don't you worry, you're going to connect with him if you're going to give him something from new, from which is never yours from the first place. Something which is already his is not a problem. So here the Torah is Mati if you think it will be a Kiddush Hashem. I'll say our Loshna Rambam. I won't translate it because it will be broadcasted here. If you want a free translation, We can talk about it after the Shia, but just to bring out how strong Lo Yisachonim is, even Gepas and Shulchan Aruch, I read out the words. V'asu l'rachim aleim shenem Lo Yisachonim l'fichoch im ro'eu goy. The Rambam adds on a goy oved avodah zarah. However, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say those words. Im ro'eu goy oved oteveya benar lo ya'alenu ro'eu l'kuach lomos lo ya'atzilenu. Avon, Moisir Yisro, people who are Moisir, Apikorsim, Kamo, Yoshka, Notri, then Mitzvah Abdon B'yad, Uloridon Ad Be'er Shachas. So, Pshat is one should really feel that the Goyim are there to help us for what we need, but if they're not doing their job, then Lo Yisachonim, Osir Rachem Aleim, Lo Yisachonim. One should not get close to them. Okay, Esau Sonez, Yaakov. Can I impon upon him? It should go both ways. It should go both ways. Another heta. So we've had one heta of Makiroi. People who you work with, who said doctors and all these people. What is that you're going on a train, an aeroplane, and it's not someone who you know, and you've never seen him before, you're probably not going to see him again. Can you give him something? You're on the journey with him. So the Gemara says a story in Erevin. Gamliel was riding on a donkey, and Rabbi Loi was behind him. And Rabbi Gamliel found some bread on the floor. And he told Rabbi Loi, Eloi, pick up this bread. Just pick it up, take it with you. A few minutes later, there was a goy coming near him, and he told Rabbi Loi, give these pieces of bread to this goy. So the goy said, thank you very much. Tell me, do you know this man who told you to give this? No. Rabbi Loi asked the guy, "What's your name?" So he said, "My name Magvoy." And tell me, Magvoy, does Rabbi Gamliel know you at all? He told me to give you this bread. Does Rabbi Gamliel know you? Said, no, I don't know who he is. He doesn't know where I is. Says Tosfos, "What's going on here? Rabbi Gamliel is giving a guy a present, and the guy says himself, he doesn't know you. There's no makiroi. There's no neighbors. There's no work. There's no doctors. Anything." Tehet is mislave imoy. As Tosfos says, if you mislave imoy, if you're going on a journey with a person, with a guy, here's also a heter. Why? Because in the journey itself, you might need him. He might need you. So you give him a present on the way, on the airplane. He's sitting next to him. Give him something if you really want. Give him your leftovers or something. Why? This time you're going to give him. Next time he might need you. You might want to get up. And he might feel you're driving him mad. Getting his journey, he has to get off his place or things like that. Things like that. You know, you might need each other's favors. Again, it's not chinom because you're gaining. What about mechiras chometz? Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says you can give a matana to a goy. Give it all to the goy. Well, no, forget about selling it. Just giving the goy. Giving the goy the chometz. So that the Chok Yaakov says, it's okay. Why? He says, what? Oh, so besides saying that it's for yourself, like a tzorech mitzvah, there's another reason, because you can't gain anything from it anyway. Matnas chinam is only if you could gain from it, but you're giving something free. If anyway you can't gain from it, so it's okay. What? No, I mean to say you can't have any anah from it. It's an echnami. If it's a goy around the area, then it's partially allowed to give him a kiroi. Let's say you've given it to a goy who no one knows, who you don't know, you just found the goy off the street. Even then, if you don't know him, it's okay. First of all, you're gaining the Torah mitzvah. Second of all, the issa is only if it's possible for you to get a Torah, but you're saying, no, I'm giving it all away to him. Here, it's not possible for you to get Torah anyway, because it's Osbah Anah. So it's the Lomda Shavat. Yeah, so you're right. If you think you'll get a hanor back, it's anyway mutter. What about to give a goy a bracha? So, to give a goy a bracha, is that giving him a matnas chinom? So, Magen Avraham says, as you do, when you're eating with a goy in a hotel or something, you've got harachmon to say. So the last harachmon is, Yivorech balabai, says, yachad. So that's says the Magen Avraham, the Simukuf Pei test. You can't give a goy a bracha. You're giving him something chinam. To include him, klonu yachad, is wrong. So there are those that say, you should add on, you should say, b'nei bris, klonu yachad. Kein yivar chasonu, klonu, say, how's it go? Kein yivar chasonu, b'nei bris, klonu yachad. Says the Magen Avraham, so what does that help? B'nei bris, is people who are b'nei bris. Then you say klon yachad. That's also not good. Because, forget. That's better. Don't say klon yachad, all of us together, including the goy, and then b'nei bris. Because then you've given the bracha to the goy. Say, k'moshes bracha v'sein onto Yaakov, v'kein yivarech, oisanu, b'nei bris, then klon yachad. First, say b'nei bris, and then exclude the goy, because you shouldn't stam give a bracha to a goy. However, if it's, yes, maybe not the word kolonu. Kein yivarech, oisanu b'nei bris, then kolonu yachad. Then it's excluded. Oh, well, afterwards. But if you're excluding him first, then it's not chal on him. So it's mivurin the Gemara Nedarim. It's interesting. If you first say kolonu, then it includes him, even if after they exclude him, b'nei bris. You should first say b'nei bris, and then you say kolonu yachad. So he's out of it. Interesting chiddush, yeah. Stam to say a derech eretz dika brocha, like a birchinan, he always was makdim shalom l'chol adam. When he said shalom to a goy, he knew what he was saying. He was giving him a brocha of peace. So that's a derech eretz dika brocha. Then avadi yirao to the mishabur even says derech eretz loyma yafil legoy tatzliach b'melachtecha. You should be matzliach. Good luck. Stam a derech eretz dika thing is okay. but to give him an extra bracha where it's not a matter of derech eretz, stam to include him, stam to give him an extra bracha, one should avoid that. So that is all the term about chinam. So we've said so for one heter of makiroi, people you recognize, neighbors, workplaces, doctors, taxi drivers if you're in a Jewish area. The second heter was mislav im, are you going with him on a journey? The third heter is darkei shalom. That's not kiddush Hashem, it's darkei shalom. Darkei shalom is a halacha on Shulchan Aruch. It's also geboyt in the Gemara Gittin daf Samech Aleph. The lashon is mutter farnes aniyem. You're allowed to be mefarnes them ulevaka choleim to visit their sick people ula spidon, give them a hesper ula nachim. Mepnei darkei shalom. So says Rashi on the Gemara there. It doesn't mean stam go along for no reason. It means if you've got yidden and goyim and they see that you've got not well yidden and not well goyim in the same hospital, and you're only visiting the yiddish ones and not the goyish ones, they'll come to Eva. So that's wrong. Pray darkei shalom, visit them as well. Say, how are you doing? Good luck. Kufur shalema. Or a goy is going around all the streets in your area and he says, can I have some charity? We've got some cancer a researchment which we need some charity for. Yeah. We pray darkei shalom. If it's mutter lefarnasam, ani yakum, you'll have to give them parnasa. Of a stam to go along, if they didn't ask you, to give along a girl to them, that's not darkei shalom. There's not going to be any. They didn't start any eva. So if there's no reason to think there'll be eva, then one shouldn't. Of a pray darkei shalom, if you think there will be, even outside Tesco, you get to those places where there's goyim giving charity into their cups, and a yid walks past. No, loy sechonim, I'm going to be from loy sechonim. No. There's going to be Eva. Redaki shalom, shem mutter, refarnes, ani akum, if you think it will cause shalom and it will avoid Eva. So that's the third heter for chinam. The second stage in this lav is chinam from the word chain. To give chain, what does it mean? So it's kepaskan shulchan aruch, you can't say kama noe kutizah. How beautiful is this goy? Kalvachoyme says the Shulchan Aruch she is separate b'shvach masov, to say how nice his masim are. Aber, if you mechavon l'shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for l'floor sabura, then it's okay. So the Gemara there brings a story that Rabbi Gamliel was walking past the Keren Zovis, a certain corner where he had no idea it was a Yiddish woman, a Goyish woman was coming. He didn't know to be careful because he didn't see her coming. It was in a Keren Zovis, and suddenly he saw a beautiful Goy, a Goyish woman, and he made a bracha. Baruch shekocha loy ba'olamoy. So, again, if you think you're going to see this beautiful thing and it's in the floor sabura, or let's say you see a beautiful painting made from a Goy, wow, look at the chochmas Hashem of a person can do. That's mutter. Or you see, you want to say someone, a Goyish person, they're such decent people. This person, such a decent, someone asks you, is this a good worker? Yes, a very decent worker. So that's the owing to LS. You're not stamp trying to give chain to a goy. It's for your own to LS. Yeah, it's okay.
I understand that if you've got a beautiful painting, you say, wow, that guy drew a beautiful painting. To say that footballer is a great footballer, is there a difference?
Oh, so there is a difference. So to stamp to say, this is what I was going to say. So to say this footballer is an excellent football player, there's no like masim toivin coming out from it, there's no neflos sabura coming out from it. So there is what Shulchan Aruch says, one shouldn't be mishabeach, one shouldn't find chein in the masim of a goy. A painting is usually, oh, so if you think to yourself, if you're not going to think of the Eibishter in it, you're still going to see a goyish painting, wow, look how good this goy is doing it, then one shouldn't. Abba, if you think, wow, such chokhmah involved, such nefloh sabayra, the Be'ebish gave him such chokhmah to do it. Of course, the Rambam, Yudua was Meshabeach, Aristo, yeah? All his chokhmah. Because he meant it, it was chokhmah Hashem. Look how much chokhmah the Be'ebish can give into a goy. Chokhmah b'goyim tamen. If you connect yourself with the Be'ebish, then it's okay. Or even, if you're just going to stand and say, wow, this goy is beautiful things or wonderful things, You're not connected with the Ebishtar. It's not in the floor of Sabira. Then no, one shouldn't. It's to say this Medina, the wonderful Medina, English, Malchus HaChesed. That's also okay. Because you're not specifically of a goy. The Issa is only, Osa Loima, the Kuti Zeh. a country there klal is okay. So that's the gather. If you're trying to think of nifloa sabore or masim toivim chassidim or masoilam or your own ta'elas, it's all okay. Aber stam bimshabeach, like we said about football people or about good speakers. Or, you know, I was thinking the other day, you see a newspaper and you see the president of whoever is America. Wow, this guy, this chap, he looks like he's going to be strong with America. He looks good. So what for? Is there any chochmas Hashem in there? Is there any nifloa sabaria? No. So on that, of them, the gedok, osa loy makam amnoa kutizel, it's a lav of loy sechonim, of giving shvach to Eibishta. So, and the last part of the lav is not to sell karka to people in Israel. It's not, hopefully, not to negar here. I'll just finish off with a quick story. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, when he was in Russia, in a town called Riga, then he was staying in a hotel. So he had his Reb Hirsch Wasserman was his nephew. He asked him, "I want to buy a bottle of water to give to my mishoris, to the person in the hotel. Is the currency there in Russia is like a zloty or something?" Is he said the nusach, whatever it was, is this little penny? Is this pound enough? A lat? Is this lat? Is that will that cover the price? So the guy told him. So his nephew said, "Why are you so stingy? Give him 1.5. Give him 2. What do you care?" So he said, "No, I'll tell you what it is." He said, Yaakov Avinu, when he had all the Adorim, when he had all the flocks to give to Esav, Chazal say he gave Eide Levado. Why did he give Eide Levado? Because he wanted the Esav. Wow, another present. I don't understand. If you want to make him look, he's got loads, give him loads. Give him loads and loads and loads. Yaakov had no shortage. Why are you doing a shtick? It should look like a lot. Give him a lot. Elamai, no. He knew when I had to give him a lot. He knew when it was to Elis, it was like a Shalom. It was Makira. I knew him. I had to make Shalom with him. So I had to give him. If I can avoid by giving him loads, just by making it look a lot, that's also good enough. So here, so said the Chanan Wasserman, his nephew, there's no reason why I have to give this guy more. If I can give him the right amount, I'm never going to know him again. Then it's okay. We should be zoicha to have Shalom with our neighbors, Shalom with our work people, and we should not be able to learn from their ways and go with Darkei Hashem, and b'zeichat Moshiach the Kain of Meher v'Yameinu Amen.